the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Slavery is another topic in which immoral people with supreme ignorance name the church as the cause of all their hardships. They forget, or perhaps they don't know, that even before the discovery of America, the popes had already spoken against slavery. To name some popes who condemned it: Pope St. Gregory I, also known as St. Gregory the Great, Pope Adrian I, Pope Alexander III, Pope Innocent III, who is in purgatory based on an account of St. Lugardus, Pope Gregory IX, Pope Pius II, Pope Leo X, Pope Paul III, Pope Pius V, Pope Benedict XIV, Pope Servant of God Pius VII, Pope Gregory XIV, and Pope Leo XIII in 1888 with the encyclical Catholicae Ecclesiae. Slavery was a practice that had been used since ancient times, and that the Romans had legalized. But with the Muslim entrance into Europe, there were many thousands of Christians who had to endure harsh slavery. For this reason, many great missionaries and saints appear in the church, such as St. John of Matha, St. Felix of Valois, St. Peter Nolasco, who founded the religious order, Royal and Military Order of Our Lady of Mercy, of the Redemption of the Captives, also known as the Mercedarians, to free the captives. When America was discovered, Christopher Columbus, on his second voyage in the year 1496, took 300 Indian slaves to Spain. But Queen Isabella the Catholic herself ordered their return, imposing freedom on all Indian slaves. In the year 1501, the Catholic monarchs gave instructions to the knight commander Nicolas de Ovando y Caceres so that the Indians were not treated as slaves, but as free men. There were many royal decrees and laws to impose this norm of freedom for the Indians. In the first years of the conquest, it was not easy to impose these laws, since both the Indians and the Spanish thought that slavery was legitimate as a right of war. According to some historians, such as the Franciscan friar and missionary priest Bernardino de Sahagún, the Aztecs obtained slaves in war and then sacrificed them alive to the gods, or they ate them. The Spanish missionaries had a lot to do against this custom of the American Indians and against the Spaniards themselves. The laws were even strong for those who did not abide by the law, as happened with Christopher Columbus and with Hernán Cortés de Monroy y Pizarro Altamirano himself, who had to free all the slaves that he had working on his land and that he had obtained in the war. With regard to the Indians, their slavery was prohibited, and the Indians were given an encomienda, as it was the labor system used in Spain. The encomienda reduced the number of Indians in towns and allowed them to be better evangelized. In this way, the Spanish crown was several centuries ahead of the abolition of slavery in the world. In relation to the slavery of blacks, the situation was totally different. The popes strongly opposed it, but many theologians and ecclesiastics supported it in practice, and even had black slaves on their farms as workers. The Spanish kings allowed it from the beginning as a workforce, both for the mines and for the haciendas. The trafficking of blacks from Africa was carried out by private companies, although with the approval of the governments. The slavers were almost never Spanish. They were mostly Portuguese, English, Dutch, French, and for longer periods, Danish, Swedish, German, and American. Normally, the Spanish bought the blacks from the English, according to agreements. The main Spanish ports in America that received them were in Colombia and in Mexico. 1 million slaves passed through Colombia. It is not known how many from Mexico. According to statistics, in the year 1872, there were approximately 1,550,000 slaves in Brazil, and around 4 million free blacks. In the USA, in the year 1860, there were 4 million slaves and around 488,000 free blacks. In Cuba, in the year 1861, there were around 390,000 slaves and 230,000 free blacks. Brazil was the last country to abolish slavery in the year 1888. In the year 1830, in the Netherlands Antilles, the governor ordered that no black person smoke, sing, or whistle in the streets of the city. When a white man came close, all blacks would remove their clothing, and no black woman would be allowed to wear any clothing above the waist. The ecclesiastics always advised the liberation of slaves and good treatment. And currently, the church continues to be committed to freeing the slaves of drugs or alcohol or pornography or other vices. Each year, 1 million children are sold into prostitution markets or are bought to join the ranks of the armies of countries torn apart by war, or they are killed to extract their vital organs at astronomical prices. And many thousands of children are forced to work in subhuman conditions. For this reason, the church continues to raise its voice for the benefit of the new slaves and to help everyone it can through its social works. And here are some bonus questions and answers. Does our guardian angel accompany us while in purgatory and also in heaven? God bless. Answer. Jesus says in the parable of the rich man and poor Lazarus, in Luke chapter 16, verses 19 to 31, that when poor Lazarus died, he was carried by the angels to Abraham's embrace. Our guardian angel will accompany us after death, even during the time of purgatory, and he will not leave us alone until the time when he presents us totally clean before God and makes us enter heaven. Let's thank our angel for how much he loves us and for everything he helps us with. Look, I am sending you an angel ahead of you so that he will defend you and make you reach your destination. Obey him and listen to his voice. Exodus chapter 23, verses 20 to 21. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.